From NPR News, it's Day to Day. All right, in case you're not already doing it, you might want to set your TiVo to record C-SPAN tomorrow. That's because beginning tomorrow, the U.S. House of Representatives will stage one of the most unusual debates in its history. The House will debate a brief resolution disapproving of President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. The resolution is non-binding, but it will put the House on record opposing the president's war policy, and it'll set the stage for further wrangling over war powers between Congress and the White House. Joining us to talk about this unique moment is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Luke. Don't you always set your TiVo for C-SPAN?
Mine's just set on that, but in case some of our listeners have fallen off, I want to make sure they're back with it. What's so unusual about this debate, Ron?
Well, you're going to have every single member of the House of Representatives involved in it. And usually when the House debates a bill, even an important one, it goes through a few hours of debate and only a handful of members get to really take part. This time, 5 minutes are being offered to all 435 members of the House. It's going to be a little bit like American Idol auditions. And it's also going to be a lot like the 1991 debate on the first Persian Gulf War resolution. Now, that, of course, wound up approving the use of force in the Persian Gulf War and another confrontation with Iraq in that many years ago. This time, I think it will have the opposite result.
Now, have we seen any of the actual language that they're going to be debating tomorrow?
Yes, we have. And drum roll, here is the language. Resolved that Congress and the American people will continue to support and protect the members of the United States Armed Forces who are serving or who have served bravely and honorably in Iraq, and Congress disapproves of the decision of President George W. Bush announced on January 10, 2007, to deploy more than 20,000 additional United States combat troops to Iraq. End of resolution.
And so they're going to all be lining up, everybody getting their 5 minutes. These people love to talk. I learned that, Ron, last year when I was working for you on the Hill. So that's going to be fun to watch. Do we know what they're actually, do we have a sense for how they're going to vote later this week?
This resolution is drafted to pass. There's no question but that it will, and it'll probably have well over 200 Democrats on it. And we're hearing estimates of 30 or 40 Republicans also voting for it. We also hear some people suggest there might be something of a stampede to it on the part of Republicans, which could double that number. So it could go as high as 275 or 280. But I think somewhere down around 250 would be a better bet.
Now, last week we were hearing a lot about what was happening on the Senate side. Does what's happening in the House tomorrow, does that have any effect on what's going on in the Senate? And what is the latest over there?
I think it's going to have an effect on each individual senator's ego to see all of the attention going to the House of Representatives. You know, that was when the Senate decided it could allow television cameras in, when the House was getting all the television coverage some years ago, and they decided C-SPAN could come into the Senate, too. I think we might see a somewhat similar effect. It's humbling, if anything can be humbling, to the Senate. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to bat first and lead the way on this, and they didn't get it done. So now they're on the sidelines, and I suspect they're going to try to reach an agreement very quickly on how they can get back in the lead and consider a resolution, this resolution, on their own.
Now, this is non-binding by its very title, so it means it doesn't actually do anything. What is the White House going to, what would they say to this, and will it have any effect?
I think they will say proudly that it will have no effect on their behavior, but I don't see how it can fail to have some effect on their behavior, especially as we look to a new crisis with Iran.
So, Ron, I guess it'll be some late nights for you and the D.C. crew back there. We'll keep watching. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Luke.